is the Crosby Clooney Show, number 403, for Wednesday, September 13th, 1961.
Okay, Durwood. Now, as you and Gary move along, we will tarry and endeavor to further enchant the dear listeners. And I think, Rosie, that that's a cue for you.
I'm all ready.
Well, then go.
Blow again, all aglow again, taking a chance on love. Here I slide again, about to take that ride again, starry-eyed again, taking a chance on love. I thought the cards were a frame-up, I never would try. But now I'm taking the game up, and the ace of hearts is high. Things are mending now, I see a rainbow blending now. We'll have our happy ending now, taking a chance on love.
I believe I've run across a bit of good news.
How nice.
You're going to share this epic info with us, aren't you, Ken?
You really want to hear it?
I'm dying.
Do you realize that according to the British poet Robert Graves, you've heard of him, of course.
Oh, yes, I dig him.
There's nothing wrong with the United States that couldn't be cured with a good, swift kick at a soccer ball.
Well, then let's get on the ball.
Oh, Robert Graves says we should take up soccer, huh?
That's what the man says. The poet's theory is that despite our benevolence and our generosity, one of the secret reasons why we are still regarded as outsiders is that we play the wrong kind of football.
Robert recommended recreation, rugby.
Well, Robert Graves' theory does have merit. You see, all over Europe, all over the world, soccer is the game, you know.
Yes, I know.
Mm-hmm. His point is that if Philadelphia or New York...
Or Pittsburgh.
Yeah, the rugby team, if they would play the Moscow Dynamos or the Manchester Uniteds or the Real Madrids, then America would improve its international standing.
Well, maybe Robert Graves does have something there. If we all played the same game, that might help.
Yes, it's a thought worth kicking around, isn't it?
Oh, boy.
Yeah, let's kick around the idea of playing soccer, shall we? Maybe we should check this theory with some of our poets, huh? You know Carl Sandburg or Robert Frost, some of our men.
Maybe we should kick around some music now, huh?
Mm, that'd be a good idea.
Pretty good at that, aren't we?
International sport, too.
What we do to a song shouldn't happen to a soccer ball. I should say that.
Don't worry about tomorrow. Be thankful for today. And you will find you have peace of mind that way.
Don't worry about tomorrow. Be grateful for each day. You will find somehow everything turns out okay.
Just wear a great big smile and sing a happy song. For no matter what tomorrow brings, we'll always get along. Now don't you worry about tomorrow. Life handles things her way.
Don't worry about tomorrow.
Be thankful for today. Thank you. smile and sing a happy song.
For no matter what tomorrow brings,
we'll always get along.
Now don't you worry about tomorrow. Life handles things her way.
Don't worry about tomorrow. Be thankful for today.
Remember when it was stylish to be stout?
Oh, but now we know it's downright dangerous. Because those extra pounds make your heart work harder. They increase the chance of heart trouble.
If rich desserts are piling pounds on you, try delicious low-calorie dessert of puddings instead. Creamy, smooth, chocolate, butterscotch, and vanilla flavors.
Yes, and so rich tasting, you can't believe they're low-calorie. Yet because dessert is made without sugar, a serving has fewer calories than half a large grapefruit. Dessert gives you all the goodness of a sweet, nourishing dessert without the extra calories you get in regular puddings and pie fillings.
Try delicious Deserta gelatin desserts, too. Only 12 calories a serving. Look for Deserta, D-Z-E-R-T-A, in the low-calorie section of your grocery store.
Remember, Deserta is made without sugar to let you enjoy luscious desserts with a clear conscience. At mealtime, bedtime, anytime.
Hey, you. You're driving me crazy. What did I do? What did I do? My tears for you make everything hazy, cloud in the sky, so blue. How true were the friends who were near me to cheer me? Believe me, they knew. But you were the kind who would hurt me, desert me when I needed you. Yes, you. You're driving me crazy. What did I do to you?
Look at you.
You know you're driving me crazy. What did I do? What did I do? My tears for you seem to make everything hazy. Cloud in the sky, so blue. How true were the friends who were near me to cheer me? Believe me, they knew. But you were the kind who would hurt me, desert me when I needed you. Yes, you. Oh, you're driving me crazy. What did I do to you?
You know, talking there a moment ago about the suggestion that Americans should take up soccer, I really see some merit in this proposal that we compete internationally at soccer with European teams, you know?
For better international understanding.
That's my point. Mm. That was poet Robert Graves' idea, and maybe Mr. Graves has something there, but I'd like to mention another point on soccer, if I may.
Who has a better right?
You're sweet.
Thanks.
It's this. A committee in Scotland claims that throughout the British Isles, soccer has become a medium of mass hypnosis. And they point out that a soccer result is more eagerly awaited than the outcome of an international conference.
More exciting, that's why.
Oh, the outcome of the soccer game is vital.
And usually each team has a chance to win.
And I may mention another thing here in connection with soccer games. There's always a little betting pool in a soccer game. You know, a fella can get rich for just putting up a few pence, you make a bundle.
You can get real rich.
So maybe that's why everybody follows this sport so avidly.
I have a sneaking suspicion, that's it. When you follow soccer, there's some tangible results, possibly, but with an international conference, the outcome oft times is nothing for all concerned.
The results, if any, are not on the surface, at least. They're hidden. The conference results are, yeah.
With soccer, there are always winners.
And if you got a ticket, you're in business, a winning ticket. You got a chance to get rich quick, which is why everybody is hypnotized, fascinated by rugby.
Hey, what about betting pools on summit conferences and all those kind of things? That help any?
Well, we'd have an awful time agreeing on a rule book.
How long would that take?
Years and years.
Oh, that's no way to get rich quick.
That's no way to get anything quick, but that's what we're stuck with.
Let's grab a number on a music pool, shall we?
When I sing a song of love. When I speak your name. And when I dream of us, and hope that you will do the same. When I cry, it's 'cause you're far away. When I laugh, it's 'cause you're near. And when I sing a love that grows each year, a love that grows each year.
It's a push-button age we live in, Bing.
Right, Rosie. Someday somebody will push a button, and you'll be off flying to the moon.
Not me, Bing. You. I'll just be content to stay here and push the button of this Eastern Matic Traverse rod motor for the rest of my days. What luxury. You want your draperies to fly open? Just push the button.
Yeah, how about that? You want them closed again? Well, you just push the other button. If somebody were to tell me we'd actually have push-button draperies someday, well... Yeah, I think I'd flip.
And now that they're here with Eastern Matic, you really can flip, Bing. Eastern Matic fits any make traverse rod up to 220 inches wide. Can be installed by anyone. Plugs into any standard 110-volt electrical outlet. Has built-in features assuring safe, foolproof operation. And is fully approved by the underwriter's laboratory. A special Eastern Matic feature adjusts cord slack automatically so that it always grips, never slips.
By Eastern Products Corporation of Baltimore. But as the lady says, it can be attached to any make traverse rod that you may now have.
Right, Bing. And there's also an amazing remote control unit, available at a slight extra cost, that adds comfort to your living like the units that operate a TV set from any point in a room. It's ideal for sick rooms, king-size club rooms, where home movies are shown, for many, many purposes.
Folks, the new Eastern Matic is sold at department and drapery stores everywhere. Only $29.50. And your draperies can be converted to luxurious push-button operation. For the name of your nearest dealer, call this station.
The
just too marvelous, too marvelous for words, like glorious, glamorous, and that old standby amorous. It's all too wonderful, I'll never find the words that say enough, tell enough. I mean they just aren't swell enough. You're much too much, and just too very, very, to ever be in Webster's dictionary. And so I'm borrowing a love song from the bird to tell you that you're marvelous, too marvelous for words.
Catch us tomorrow at the same spot on your dial.
So long for now.
Thank you very much.